What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some man you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
I've seen it. Spike Tick 1, Spike Tick 2, Spike Tick 3. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. I am he, ladies and gentlemen. I am he. I am the guy known as The Spike on the Mic, and we are here at undisclosed locations. You know, we're at remote spots here trying to put music, knowledge, and something in your eardrums for you to enjoy this award-deserving show every Monday from 7 until the electricity goes out or 8 o'clock, whichever comes first, depending on who paid the bill. But you guys know I never can do this by myself. I can't perform all this magic by myself. So let me introduce the clue. The guy who has been homeschooled, he owns a boat. We like to call him Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like cheese to a pizza.
Oh, cheese pizza. Are you a vegetarian now?
No.
Okay. All right. And the man who's putting the music through your eardrums, we like to call him PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I am sticking like the president to his latest lie.
All 3,000 of them?
Yes. Well, whatever the latest one is, I'm sticking to it just like him.
My bad, 3,001. Right. And so now, the guy who we like to call him the voice of reason, he used all his logic and technology to get his Zoom camera working. He is the voice of reason. Voice of reason, how you sticking?
I'd like to think that I'm sticking petrichorically to the upcoming shower that is the Spike of the Mic Show.
Oh.
Okay.
You know, ain't no way in the world I'm going to let that go.
Yeah.
What is Clorox or petrichlorine got to do with anything? What is that?
You know, petrichlor. You know, it's that smell of when it first starts raining and a little bit of dust kicks up and you're anticipating of a
oh, ice. Yeah. That's a great smell.
All right. Hold
that impending rain smell.
Yes. Petrichlor.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently.
I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to ask the cast once when we figure this out. Don't any of y'all Google that, Billy.
I'm not Googling nothing.
Okay, wait. You weren't even supposed to say that because I haven't introduced you yet. But Now since you are there, you done jumped the line. Let's go ahead and talk to the one person who gets hate mail and knows a whole lot. She is Billy. Billy, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like hate mail to me.
All right. And I hope this guy isn't a little upset that he got jumped in the line in the picking order.
All right. Remind him to unmute himself, too. He's not used to the routine here.
Yeah, normally he comes after
William.
The reason, but we like to call him Bill Smiles. Bill Smiles, how you and your cups doing? Sticking.
Okay, I guess that's multiple questions. How am I doing? Fine. I wasn't listening to you earlier, so I don't know. How am I sticking? I'm sticking like anticipation to a newly opened bottle of ketchup. and like to watch a Lightning series victory in 5 games.
Oh, that'd be so good.
Oh, serious. And Tiffany, if you're wondering where she is, she's out on assignment and in traffic. So she is going to join late or she might not miss us. But
no, she can't miss the whole thing.
She may not. Yeah, let's hope not. But, you know, ladies and gentlemen, because we're on an award-deserving show and, you know, we have to fight off our guest list, we have a guest on the show tonight. He is the one. He is a friend of mine. He's also a Florida Gator. I like to call him Mr. Wynn. Mr. Stephen Wynn, how you sticking in? Welcome to the Spike on the Mic Show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm sticking like the gloves of the cheating wide receivers of the Raiders back in the day.
Mute him. Take him off. Drop now.
Just want to say I'm super impressed that you pronounce his last name fairly correctly.
Okay, so full disclosure. Full disclosure, him and I, we've known each other, 7, 8, 9, 1, 2 years now, and we play golf, and he's beat me maybe twice in golf. Anyway, long story short is he uses...
out of the two times he played?
Yeah. We had the tee times, and his name is Nguyen, which is big, and I'm going to mess this up. China.
Vietnamese.
So that's how you pronounce Stephen. He had to tell me that his name Nguyen. Did I get all that right, Steve?
That is correct, except for the wind, sir.
Wait, the last name or the golf thing?
The golf. You got the last name right. I'll give you credit for that.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, him and I worked together at the Hillsborough County. And so until he moved on to bigger and better things, and he left me there all alone. But that's okay. But thank you for joining the show. Let me give you a heads up. We are an award-deserving show.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yes. And
something was tickling me.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, really. And so for the people out there listening, you can always listen to us on RadioSaintPete.com, SpikeOnTheMic.com, and on FM Sunshine 96.7. That's FM. They do a replay for us on Tuesdays if you're out at night at 10 p.m. Is that part right?
That's totally right.
And look at me. I'm impressing my guests. So he probably said, wow, I don't know why these guys are award deserving. I don't know why they're not award winning.
Yeah.
But stay tuned and you will learn why. Also, we like to go ahead and holler out to our sponsors right about.
Oh, this would be cool. The Spike and the Mic Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSaintPete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, SaintPeteRadio.com.
Correct since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
All right, there's bad news.
Okay, without that being said, somebody give me some news.
He didn't make it. He was in first with just a few laps to go, and some other schmuck made him hit the wall. And he came in like 11th or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Damn. So anyway, so yeah. Steven.
No fried pickles.
What happened is once Chase Elliott, which is NASCAR circuit, and I know you're a big fan of NASCAR, if one of our participating cars is Chase Elliott for the Hooters car, comes in the top 10, you go to the next Hooters and get some free fried pickles. But if he wins, you get free boneless chicken wings.
Yes.
And all that good stuff. See, there's a treats for all that. So yeah. NASCAR has been good to us. All right. So now one other thing we have to go ahead and tell to our new first time listeners is that we sit around here, ladies and gentlemen, and we talk about three things.
The past, the present, and the future.
Ooh, good God. We had to get that in. That weekly exercise in.
That was good. Right.
That was good. See, now, usually this is about time. We're only 10 minutes into the intro. Wow.
I know. Isn't that great?
Usually this is about time when someone tells me that I'm forgetting on housekeeping. So, Dr. Captain Clark, is there anything else I forgot?
I don't think so.
Wow.
The sponsors.
We did the sponsors.
We did that.
Did we?
We did the sponsors. We did the three things. We talked.
Remember, we talked about Chase Elliott. You can't talk about Chase Elliott without talking about
Hooters.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, cool. All right. Well, then the next thing we normally do before we start this award-deserving show is I give the cast, these resistance fighters, what we like to call a cow chip.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Let me preface this: a cow chip is usually something that you don't hear about every day, but it can help you in life. It's things. Go ahead.
Steven, I'll translate for Spike. A cow chip is something Spike made up.
Wait a minute.
And it usually smells. What? Yes.
Let's clarify that. Just because you hadn't heard it don't mean I made it up.
Okay.
Science. Yeah, you have just been lawyered. Voice of reason. Unmute yourself. He told me because I need your confirmation.
You're still muted.
Good God. Yeah.
Still, yeah. There you go.
I need your confirmation. Am I about right there on that voice?
As far as me not knowing everything that you know, yeah, sure. You know a lot of things I don't know.
There you go. All right. Well, this is just a small cow chip. It's not too hard. It's just something you guys got to tell me if this is true or not. So the other day, my big mama, which is usually in the black community, that's like a aunt or a great friend of the family who's taking care of you as you're growing up.
Okay.
Big mama came home from church the other day with a chicken dinner. All right.
All right.
Now, is it okay for me to say that big mama was eating church's chicken?
Oh, isn't that cute? Because it came from the church.
Yeah, see? So I just wondered if that's church's chicken. I think it is.
I think so, yeah.
There you go. And that's a couch up that you can use if you're ever traveling around and your relatives comes from church.
Right.
Eating a chicken dinner. Hey, they're eating church's chicken.
Chicken.
There you go.
Wow.
All right, so let's go ahead and do what we normally do, and it's called Topic Changing Time.
The Spike on the Mike Show, the home of rock and roll in Tampa Bay.
I guess that goes for the Sunshine 96.7 FM. Yeah, we're like cracky, wacky morning zoo radio. Is that what it is, Dr. Captain Clark?
Oh, we're the home of rock and roll.
Yes.
Oh, that sounds like some wacky,
cracky,
wacky radio bit thing you were doing.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's just that we're the home of rock and roll. That's all.
Okay. All right. Well, I like to call this topic here peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time.
Peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time.
All right. So what I like to do is I give out topics and I like to have our cast, our resistant fighters and our guest members give me your opinion or your topics on what you think about this thing here. And this starts out with most of us have heard the phrase that breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
Yeah.
That's not a couch up. That is actual something that you've heard. Everybody can concur on that, right?
That is concurrent.
Yeah.
Well, according to this new research by Weetabix, it's a site that says that people who eat certain foods have certain characteristics or qualifications, right? So here's what they discovered. They did a survey and they found that if you are the consumer of they studied 2,000 people. You can follow with me. I know it's hard to follow sometimes because sometimes I am hard to follow. Weetabix did a survey and they asked 2,000 British adults to describe their personalities, their traits, and then compared it to what they eat most times for the breakfast in the daytime.
Right? Okay. All right. Now we get it.
Now
you're so we're trying to figure out what you eat for breakfast. How that reflects on your personality.
Correct. And you guys let me know what you think. This is total cow chip or it could be some facts to this.
Or fake fish. If you have that for breakfast. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I think this study is just invalid altogether. When you lost me when you said British people because their food is terrible. So this study, just throw it out the door.
Hold on a second. I don't know, but they're pretty good at breakfast time. There's a lot of greasy stuff.
Have you seen their breakfast? Like beans with toast?
Oh, it's fabulous.
Well, where did Edmund Muffins?
Oh, you don't like beans, Daddy. You're lying.
Okay. Right? I like toast, though.
Where did Edmund Muffins come from? Edmund Muffins, isn't that British?
No.
No.
It's San Diego-ish.
Like that.
Egg McMuffins came from McDonald's.
Okay, maybe not.
Yeah, and Ray Kroc founded McDonald's in San Diego.
And just because they're made with English muffins doesn't make them English.
Yeah, that's
English muffins, they're not really English.
Yeah, they don't even exist.
English muffin
in
and
English.
Canadian bacon too.
Well, that's right.
Yeah. International.
That's foreign. Foreign.
So it's the true international food, is what you're saying, is the Egg McMuffin.
I'm sorry. Forget the Egg McMuffin part. I always wanted to say the British
and American cheese.
That's true. So it's multinational.
Billy, help me out because I got McMuffin on my brain.
Okay.
What was I trying to say?
You're talking about Weetabix and a survey.
No, the muffin. English
egg McMuffin, the English muffins.
That's it. That's it. English muffin. It's over there. It's on that side of the water. So
no, it's not. They don't eat those.
Actually, they do.
No, they don't.
Hey, I'm going back to the.
They're
studies.
Called biscuits.
Oh. No, biscuits are cookies.
Exactly.
English muffins are they're just muffins.
All right. Yeah, listen, people on their pins and needles. Waiting to find out the study, people find out.
I am.
People.
Oh, yeah. I know the conclusion. I know the final conclusion.
You do?
All right, look, go ahead. Let's say you turn your paper over before the test is over. Go ahead. What is it, Voice of Reason?
People that eat Weetabix are the greatest people in the world.
That's not what they say.
I don't think that was the conclusion. You failed that part of the test.
Oh.
All right, so what Weetabix found out is that if you are a lover of French toast, chances are that you find yourself or you think of yourself as a party animal. If you like to eat bananas, I guess for all the stuff is for breakfast, you're likely to describe yourself as being a person that is stressed out.
What if you're forced to eat bananas? That makes it even worse, right? I'm forced to eat bananas.
That probably heightens your stress.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, totally.
If you're stressed out, you probably don't have enough time to do breakfast properly anyways. That's why you're grabbing a banana.
No, I don't grab a banana. It's forced on me.
Consent.
Yeah.
Really. All right, how about this? Eating yogurt and berries, you're considered a very emotional person. While you're well-traveled. No, I'm sorry. You're an emotional person.
I believe that.
You do?
Why?
Do you eat a lot of berries?
I want to know why.
You're eating yogurt and berries.
Do you eat yogurts, berries and yogurts?
First of all, it's just yogurt and berries. You're a very emotional person.
Wow.
Just pause.
Yes, they really.
My yogurt and berries.
Hey, they have three more things. So
I think I think I might cry.
Why? Because you need a banana?
No, he had some yogurt and berries.
He has to consent to the banana.
Oh, that's right. Okay. And I don't. I don't consent.
Well, if you guys like smashed avocados on sourdough bread.
Ooh, I do like sourdough bread.
You are a well-traveled person. And this one here is the one that really struck my, I be dang.
Does it list cream cheese on sourdough bread? I have that a lot.
No, you can't do that. You're not part of the 2,000 people that did this survey. Oh. And also, now, if you are a high income earner of 100,000 plus, you are likely a person who drinks coffee or tea in the morning. Any of you guys do that?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now, the real kicker is this is part where I'm going on with Mr. Wynn saying this.
Wait, I should be making 200,000?
Yes.
Yes.
Me too.
Wow.
Is when he called this study BS, it's because
I don't make 200,000. Yes.
Well, see, you along with the BS part, the overwhelming majority of the people in this study said that if you eat peanut butter for breakfast, you are a great lover.
Well, that's true all the way around. Yes, that's totally true.
So
this whole thing sounds made up. I mean, the name of the company is Weetabix.
Yeah.
This is this close from We the Best.
So what is it if you have peanut butter and bananas
Ooh.
For breakfast?
That means you're Elvis. Really, that was his favorite meal, peanut butter and bananas.
And bananas.
And he would fry that. You know, like you do a toasty cheese sandwich.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Actually, Billy, I think that means that you're probably
sexually frustrated.
You are crawling in a ball when it's over.
Damn.
So there you go. Now you guys have some more information and knowledge about that. So tomorrow morning, when you eat your breakfast, I should learn to speak correctly.
No,
that'll never happen.
No, that'll never happen. And that should never be. Because who would you be if you didn't talk wrong?
Wait a minute.
What?
There's a difference between talking wrong and speaking Spike. You know this, right? Correct?
Okay.
All right. Well, It's a very slim difference.
I forgot to tell you guys that. Okay, we have a guest on the show tonight.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh, make me look good, okay?
Oh, I see.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I met you before. I played golf with you, Spike, so yeah.
What do you want me to say?
So you know he lies. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mostly
yeah.
about his score.
Hold yeah, on, he can't count either.
Yeah. Jeez.
One in the water, two bag, three in the water, four, yeah, par.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that sounds actually, like Spike.
Yeah, he scores actually accurately. I can't say that about everybody.
Yeah, thank you.
What do you want me to say, Spike?
I understand, Spike.
Oh, okay.
Remember that thing that I said? You praise in public and you punish in private? I'll talk to you guys later.
See, now everybody knows we're going to be punished.
Yeah, that's
because you just said you'll talk to us later. Yeah.
Oh.
I understand, Spike.
We know who won't be getting a phone call.
That's right.
In that right voice.
That's right. We'll be the only ones in America that's going to be upset when the show's over.
Yes, really, really. Yeah. Dr. Kevin Clark, you have any input on this?
Yeah, we'll all be glad when the show's over.
Oh, yeah. There is that.
Good gravy, good gravy. All right, well then, let's go ahead and do topic changing music.
Woo! Time for another rock block. 18 hits in a row on the Spike on the Mike show.
Wow.
Actually, I feel bad on this because I forgot to give
research
a
head. It?
No, I just want to give a heads up to Dr. Captain Clark because I was going to do what's trending right about now.
Oh.
But since I didn't give him a heads up, Dr. Kevin Clark.
Yes?
Let's do what's trending after this next topic.
Okay.
All right, so now, see, now.
All right, now everybody's ready. I'm ready. I know that. Yeah, because like, it's on a different page here, the what's trending music.
Right.
Yeah.
So I like to call this topic here, It's Raining Men.
All right.
It's Raining Men.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Right. So. Mr. Stephen Wynn, what the show basically is, we give you facts that are usually true about things in the past, the present, and the future. And so we ask that you give us your opinion on that. You gave us a
By the way, facts are always true, not usually true.
Yes.
That okay. is true.
So we give you facts and
falsehoods.
No, facts and stories. And then we ask for your. What the hell is going on?
I don't know.
Look, hold on. Don't go anywhere. Like my computer's getting ready to cut off because Uh-oh. It became unplugged. Stay there because all of a sudden y'all got dark.
We're right here.
All right. How about? And so anyway, we give you facts and opinions, and we ask for your
input,
your information, input. That's the word I was looking for on these stories here. So this story here is called "It's Raining Men." Now,
hallelujah.
Yeah, really. Hey, Professor Jennifer Graves from the Australian National University had did a previous study on the suggestion that the Y chromosomes in the human bodies are disappearing or getting smaller and smaller, coming to the conclusion that men's are going to become extinct soon. Now, that has to be a scary, scary thing that our chromosomes, the XY chromosomes, or becoming lesser and lesser. So they say in a certain period of time, and I'm not going to tell you when the time is, there's not going to be any men's out there.
Oh.
So that is a concern, isn't it? That's how I start with you. Isn't that a concern?
Sure.
You don't no more expound. Okay, then, boy, for reason, is that a concern?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, it's a concern. Sure. We could just do that.
Yeah, we can do what? I'm sorry, I was talking over you.
The world would be a lot less violent if there were no men.
Oh, damn. All right. Dr. Smuts?
Dr.
I messed up that whole thing because I was looking away.
No, I agree.
All right. And then Dr. Captain Clark?
I think there's enough men already.
PWs?
I think we need one more.
One more, and Mr.
One more
Wiener.
Man.
Yeah. We think about this study that says that natives are going to become extinct.
I completely disagree, and so I'm going to give my anecdotal evidence, right? So between my friends and our friends of friends, everyone that's having babies in the year that's conceived in the year 2020, 10 of 11, they're all having boys.
Oh.
Really?
Interesting.
10 of 11 of the people we know, including our friend that we golf with every once in a while, Matt Clark, he's having a boy. Yeah, the list just goes on and on. So in my inner circle, again, friends of friends, everyone's having boys. So
then it is raining men.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
No, so I'm guessing what he's saying is this professor, Jennifer Graves, in Australia, her their study is bogus and bunk, because you guys would be happy to know that there's been a new study in the great old USA, United States.
Right.
By Jennifer Hughes and her colleagues at the Whitehead Institute in Cambridge, Massachusetts. They did a research to find out whether this rumor about the XY chromosome becoming demise is suggesting is exaggerated. Demise, that's the word I was looking for. That the chromosomes of demise are being exaggerated. She's saying that the Y chromosome is not going anywhere, and the gene loss, which is probably the same, has halted a little bit. And we lost Billy, right?
No, she's okay. She's back.
Oh, okay. All right.
I was frozen for a bit.
So in case you guys were wondering and concerned, and like I say, this topic, I didn't think it was going to generate a lot of conversation, but it concerned me because men, we the ones go out there and kill a dinosaur and drag it home for the women's to cook it, right?
Always, yeah.
Billy?
Oh, yeah.
No.
What do you mean?
There are no men that kill dinosaurs for me.
No?
I bring my own dinosaurs home.
So you okay?
You eat supermarket dinosaur?
Supermarket dinosaur. I buy my dinosaur at the supermarket. I get it for myself, and nobody gets it for me.
Wow. So you must be a bachelor.
So here's the thing about Australia, right? So when we have summer, they have winter, vice versa.
Oh, yeah.
They flush the toilet, goes one way. They flush the toilet, goes the other.
Oh, yeah.
They say men are endangered, then really there's nothing wrong with men going extinct. You take the opposite.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you do it.
Look, yeah. Okay. Voice of reason.
Yeah.
Why are you here? Steven. I'm sorry, I should do that in private.
Oh, man, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
You're not off mute, Mike.
Oh, yeah, really? You agree with that, voice of reason?
Well, yeah, sort of. I mean, the Australians, even though we speak somewhat the same language,
right?
We're from different parts of the
Yes.
world. And
hey, I just noticed the video real quick. Voice of reason, you're dressed down a bit today, or dressed up a little bit more than you have been the last couple of weeks.
Yeah,
are you
going to church day. Or something?
No, he's pumping one of our sponsors.
I'm our sponsor.
Are you wearing that because it's the Tour de France right now?
Yes. Say yes. Say yes.
You know, you have a bicyclist, a cyclist on your shirt, so that would
Game
that would
Metrics. That's our sponsor.
Game Day Metrics. Yes.
Hey, but you're missing. Yeah. Okay. Good job, boys.
Yes.
Good job. So, Mr. Stephen Wynn, at any yes, time, this wasn't part of the show topic, but I was going to ask you this question here. At any time, have you determined why we are award deserving yet?
Still working on that.
See, this is a good thing because it's not obvious, is it?
No.
It
makes
yeah.
you think. It's a thinking show.
Yeah,
really. That's what we do. We are here to make you guys think about that. So thinking about that, we want now it's time to go ahead and do present, past, and future things with a new topic, which will be...
No. What's trending?
Will be yes. What's trending, yeah. Oh, right, so...
And now it's time for What's Trending, the only feature where the best thing about it is the theme music. Now here is your host, Dr. Captain Clark.
Yay! Hooray! All right.
right. In no particular order, here are the things that are twending. First one is Serena. Why is Serena twending?
Because she's a big, beefy, fabulous gal.
I was like, when you say Serena, I guess she's, you got to say her last name, like Serena Williams?
Yeah.
I know there's only
one. Well, Serena is what's twending, but yeah, it's about Serena Williams. Do you know another Serena?
I mean, no.
Okay.
It's a quick question. What's the difference between trending and twending?
It's the same. It's totally the same.
One of them, one of them is Twitter. The other one is twending.
Gotcha. Okay.
Serena. Anybody know why Serena?
Didn't she move on? Or maybe she lost?
Well,
wasn't her kid in the audience? Like,
what'd you say?
Wasn't her kid in the audience during her match or something like that? Something along those lines?
Nope.
No?
Bill Smuts, you know everything.
Yeah, except he's not watching the show.
Okay. Yeah. I actually saw the music to the Tampa Bay Lightning and New York Islanders. What is twending? What is wrong?
Serena.
Wait, hold on a second.
What about Serena?
Great. This is really going well.
Yeah.
Serena. Yeah, I watched her win today. Yes.
You won. That's what's
that's why it's twending, because Bill Schmatz watched her win.
All right. Yes.
Well, it was number 100. It was her 100th win at Flushing Meadows, at Queens up there at the stadium. So she's the first person, male or female, to win 100 matches at that venue.
At the U.S. Open.
Yep. That's actually correct. Second is Roger Federer with 77.
Wow.
Damn, did not know that.
And Novak Djokovic is third, and then there was another female, I think, was fourth, I think.
Huh. All right, well, good job, Serena Williams.
All right.
All right, YouTube. Why is YouTube trending today?
Ooh.
I'll guess.
All right.
They're probably controlling what they're allowed to be put out there on YouTube.
That's kind of accurate.
Oh, man, I was going to say they announced that they're going to have the NFL Red Zone.
Nope.
PWs?
I already get the Red Zone, so I don't care.
All right. Mr. Wynn, you know?
I'm going to guess, and they're YouTube's being accused of censoring conservative channel owners.
Nope.
Good.
Nope.
All right. Voice Reason, did you already put your two cents in there?
Yeah, I did.
Billy?
I agree with Voice that they're being criticized about their political ads.
Okay, and so let's go with the man who, I don't know what he's doing, he's still smart.
Yeah, I thought I read where they were lobbying to make it Spike Tube instead of YouTube.
Oh.
Yeah, we should do that one.
They can't do that.
Why not?
You own it. They'd have to pay you a fortune to change it to that. They couldn't afford it.
Okay. You're absolutely wrong. I don't have no idea what you just said there, boys.
If they were changing it to Spike Tube, they'd have to pay you millions and millions of dollars.
Yes, in royalties.
So why say they can't do that?
They couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
You would never sell it for what they could afford.
Okay, you believe that? All right. Let them come here and try
to sell it for $30. You know that.
They come try to buy the Spike on the Mic Show with some more t-shirts.
I want to know the answer.
Well, as of September 28th, they are removing the community captions from their videos. And people are upset because they think they're talking about the closed captions, but community captions are something different. Community captions are those that can be added by users that are not the original uploader, and they have been a source of spam and inappropriate content.
Yes.
Closed captions for hearing impaired people will stay on.
Yay!
All right.
Wait a minute. Okay, now you just gave me a knowledge of nuggets, or a nugget of knowledge. You can do that? Well, of course you can.
Not anymore.
Community
not as of September 28th.
Yeah. Right, you can comment on videos on YouTube.
so that they appear while other people watch the show.
I thought you always can do comments on videos.
Yes.
Yeah, this has nothing to do with comments.
Not the stuff that's written underneath, the stuff that's written scrolls up and down the screen.
It's captions. All right. Community, so during the Spike and the Mike show, they could say, "Man, that colored guy is really stupid." You know.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Get rid of that. I'm gonna need you to use that dump button. I'm confused, but you guys seem not to be, and that's normal. So I'm okay, but I'm gonna go to YouTube and I'm gonna try to do this thing before they take it away. You know, it's kind of like once you taste,
because if you didn't know it existed, you're gonna miss it.
Yeah, sure. it's kind of like when they were tearing down statues. I got mad about it. I didn't even know we had a racist guy statue down the street, but when they started tearing it down, I got mad.
Yeah, I didn't even get to pee on it.
Really. All right, anything else? What else is twinding?
Trump press conference, specifically one thing he said has caught people's attention. What did he say today during his press conference?
Are we going to say he smiles for last or let him go ahead and jump out there? Because, you know.
That's up to you.
All right. We're going to save you last. You might just stay on mute, smiles, and keep watching the Lightning hockey, which I don't want to change the story. Are the hockey people playing tonight?
Yeah.
Well, for those who may be listening to the Spike on the Mic show on Monday, yes. Otherwise, those that are listening right now on Sunshine 96.7, enjoy game 2 coming up tomorrow night.
Oh, nice.
Nice reminder for them.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, damn.
And by the way, I have no idea what Trump said today.
All right, well then, let's go around the room then, PWs.
He said...
same thing he spot said.
Yeah.
I'm coming to you, going to you last, Billy, because I'm pretty sure you probably Googled it.
She's looked it up by now. Yeah,
I looked it up. All right, voice of reason?
I think I'm pretty sure he said something pretty outlandish.
Man. That's a fair assumption.
Yeah, why
for any given day.
Hey, why you always spoil it?
For everybody.
Here he is. Mr. Stephen Wynn, you have any idea?
There's no telling what could come out of our president, so I'm not even going to guess. I don't know.
All right, and if it was up to me, I would guess that he said he had COVID and he got him cleared himself of it.
I'm going to get, well, you know, I will guess that he goes, "I'm in favor of YouTube changing to Spike Tube." That's what he said.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So, Billy, what did he really say?
I don't know, but the first two tweets that I saw when I looked it up was that he said something about bad weather in Paris, and that that's why he didn't attend something, but they sent the Parisian or the French president instead. I don't know. It just seems stupid. But, you know, that's most of the things that he says. So
free attendance in.
Oh, okay. All right.
What is it that he said?
Captain Clark, is that a ding, ding, ding?
Actually, what he said that's gotten people's attention is he called himself the most innocent and honorable man to ever be president of the United States.
Oh. Yes.
Wow. Lit on the head.
Do you realize how depressed Jimmy Carter is right now?
Oh.
Nope.
That's true, because I feel like there was zero scandals.
Yeah.
He didn't even get credit for the things that he did.
Right.
Jimmy Carter. Someone else got credit for that. Right.
And he built my house.
I don't think he had anything.
Am I hearing background news from somebody?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, then I just think that whatever 45 just said, that just moved him. He's more honorable than the only Richard Nixon. Richard Nixon is probably upset about that.
Sure.
But then there again, who am I among who am I's? All right, Dr. Kevin Clark.
Who am I among who am I's?
Yeah, really.
I like it.
What else is twending?
Last one I got is Chucks. Why is Chucks twending?
Chucks.
The shoes?
The shoes.
Is it referring to the shoes?
Yes.
Converse. Chuck.
They're making a comeback.
Possibly, but that's not why they're twinning.
All right. Well, we probably should say the voice of reason last, because he's going to come up with the real answer.
I think that maybe someone screwed up, meant to say Chucks, but saw the CH as an F.
Oh, come on. All right. Wow. I'm getting my finger ready to on the button.
Well, I'm looking it up.
No.
That wasn't it?
The dump button. I'm getting ready.
What's that guy named? Voice of Reason.
Ooh, it's a cool thing.
Well, it was a big day in tennis. Serena won her 100th match. And those are shoes.
Sound it out. Sound it out.
Serena was wearing Converse All-Stars in the tennis match.
Yeah, good one. Mr. Stephen Wynn?
It's a new challenge involving the shoes that teenagers on TikTok made up.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, that's a PW?
They were actually talking about PF Flyers. Yes.
I think they went out of business.
Well, not for me.
They making a comeback. All right, Billy, I saw you waving frantically.
I figured it out. I looked it up and I figured it out, and it's actually pretty cool.
Stop right there.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm not punishing you in public.
But
he actually, it's Spike wrote the hate mail. It's Spike.
I think
Spike wrote the email.
How can you figure it out if you looked it up? How's that considered figuring it out?
Okay, I looked it up.
Okay.
And it's cool. The reason's cool. The reason it's trending is very, very cool.
All right. So how are we going to do this? Do we let Dr. Captain Clark reveal the answer, or do we let Billy reveal the answer?
Well, if Billy knows it, she may as well say it.
Yeah.
So Kamala Harris arrived at the Milwaukee airport, and she got off the airplane wearing Chucks.
Oh, all right.
Oh, that is kind of tight. Is that true, Mr. Twinden?
Sure.
All right. Yes.
So that's what I saw on the
trending.
That is A as in awesome. That is good. All right. This is your segment. What else we got?
No, that's it.
Wow, that was fabulous.
He said it was the last one.
That was it. That was wonderful.
I'm sorry. I missed that. That was it thing there. All right. So now, speaking of what's trending, we have to go ahead and do topic changing music.
Oh, here we go.
Rock and roll is alive and well on the Spike on the Mike Show.
Hey, I don't think that that Sunshine 96.7, are they that kind of station?
Oh, totally, yeah.
Shouldn't ask that. That means they had to listen, right? I mean, sorry, never mind. Forget that. Forget that question. Mic on.
Right. Mic on, yeah. Turn your mic on when you
wax
say
wax off.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah. Well, then let's end the show now. All right, we're about done. We're coming through the home stretch. I like to call this topic here, what about run-on sentences?
What about run-on sentences?
All right. Like, most of us are either inside the millenniums or on the other side of the millennium people, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, Wynn, you are millenniums?
No, I'm not a millennial.
You before them or after them?
After.
Oh man, so you one of the people that say turn your music down, huh? You whippersnapper.
Yeah, he's one of them Gen Xers. Yeah.
Get off my lawn.
Yeah, I'm one of those people.
Well, you guys would be happy, maybe not to understand, or you like to understand this. Linguistics from the Brigham University in New York. This sounds so familiar.
Brigham University's not New York.
Yeah, there's no Brigham University even. Brigham Young?
Nope. It's Binghamton.
Binghamton? Maybe.
Y'all didn't hit a ton.
Maybe I'll have to research it.
Yeah. Oh, the ton was silent when you said it.
Yeah. Binghamton University in New York. They are the linguistics there are suggesting, and this is something I don't understand, that people who use full stop in messages are perceived to be insincere. Question. When they're saying that full stop is intimidating to young people because it is interpreted as a sign of anger. Do you guys understand what they're talking about?
Yes, I do, and it's
the
not
phrase
it's,
full it, stop.
It's not no. It's not an American term. Even English call a period full stop. So you have a sentence, and there's a period, and they refer to that period as full stop.
They're the same people that did the muffins, right?
Yes, same people that did the muffins.
Same people. Okay. Well, this article says that the teenagers and those in their early 20s, that are classified as Generation X.
Okay, yeah.
You know, most of them have grown up with smartphones, and they use short messages.
That's me. That's me all the way.
No, it's actually Generation Y because I'm Generation X, and I'm old.
Yeah. Well, you're 22 now.
Yeah, I'm 20.
Hey, hold on a second. What generation did I say?
You said Generation X.
I did?
The millennials, but yeah.
Okay, I'm wrong.
We knew that.
It's Generation Z.
Now, okay.
Yeah. All right, so according to the experts, those guys are getting upset that people are using, I guess, full stops or periods, as PW said. They're saying that it's annoying, it's irritating, and it intimidates the young people. So now my question to the resistance fighters and our special guest, Stephen Wynn. When you text, do you use
a period?
Full stops or periods? And I start out with you, Mr. Wynn.
I would be offended by that too. I mean, you should could so easily just put like a stop sign or emoji it to death.
Yeah.
What's with this full, like, use so many more keystrokes just to tell me to stop? Like, I'm offended. I don't even know what generation I am.
No, it's just the period. It's just the period.
It's just the period. That's all it means is that that you end your text with a period.
Yeah.
All right, so, Billy, do you do that?
Actually, I do.
Sure, yeah.
And that's just me being a little bit of a grammar snob.
No, right? Just being correct. That's all.
No, being a grammar snob. You know, I get annoyed. I get annoyed when people don't put apostrophes in like words like can't.
Sure. Yeah. That's not a snob. That's just correct.
Yeah,
but I don't have to point it out that someone else is making a mistake. I do. I just don't have to point it out that someone is making a mistake.
That might qualify.
Someone misspells something.
Well, if you look behind me there, there's a target. I've been practicing. Mm-hmm. I'm shooting anyone who doesn't use an apostrophe and can't.
All right. Dr. Captain Cart?
Well, am I wrong in assuming that most Generation Z people are probably texting other people within Generation Z? How often are they texting people who would be out of their age group that would be using full stops to actually bother them that much?
I'm gonna answer that question with my 24 cents guess. They're texting the people before their generation asking for money.
What I'm guessing is
that's good.
If they're texting people out of their age group, it's probably their parents, and it's probably what's annoying them is communicating with their parents, regardless of what punctuation is being used.
That's true. Yes, and that's universal. We all hate our parents.
Punctuation, it doesn't become like emotional or aggressive unless you overuse it. Like you use 20 exclamation points as opposed to a period.
No.
Then it's aggressive.
But a period is a full stop.
Yeah. All right. Bill Smuts.
You know what? It's text. Text is no. Anything, whatever, with a punctuation or anything else like that. So
it doesn't have to be very well. Yeah.
No need.
Right. And
just use the middle finger emoji, and that's good.
Oh, yeah, really. All right. And PW, I know your opinion on this. And
I'm a total full stop guy. Yes. Right. Now, I use them all the time. I put a double space between sentences.
Oh, my damn.
I'm a real person.
Oh, you a snob, too, also.
And it's actually, the rule has changed. It's only a single space between sentences.
Yeah, I know. And I refuse to change.
Written stuff, you don't do two spaces after a sentence.
No, that's just in the newspaper. They try to fit more words.
I feel like I'm at an advantage because I didn't learn that stuff. So now
when they
it didn't bother me that they moved it. All right. So this is just airtime right here. Voice of Reason.
Yeah, this is just airtime. I can't imagine somebody getting emotionally distraught on the way I structure something that I'm writing to him on the telephone.
Yeah, I'm thinking because your text.
Yeah, because you can't even write things on your telephone.
How tender must they be?
Your telephone, you have a.
Has one of the old phones where he has to hit 1-4 times to
get an 8?
No, no, no. Yes. No, he has a flip phone with a dial. That's how old his phone is. Yeah.
A rotary cell phone?
A rotary flip phone. Yeah, that runs on steam.
Right. Yeah. See, Voice of Reason. This is a phone call I should call you, tell you off air. Yeah. If you had
a real phone,
you could receive payments from this Spike on the Mic show.
That's right.
I can attest to that fact.
Me too. You didn't get yours?
I've been paid tens of cents.
I'm just saying, just a little something for you there, Voice of Reason, in your travels.
Yeah.
Because and I am 100% certain that you are eligible for upgrade now.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
What's that?
You might have to renew your contract, though.
Yes.
I'm sure when you walk in there to upgrade that phone,
you're eligible for a free upgrade on your phone.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Hell, you been. Yeah. All right, let's try to knock out this one more topic before it's time to go. Topic changing.
Oh.
We're now home to your country western favorites on the Spike of the Mic show.
And I'm just going to fly through these things here. This was during our Crack Pack Research Development Department. I came across this thing about, and I like to call this, what would Daniel Boone do?
What would Daniel Boone do?
All right. So in my researching, in the researching department and Fred in research and development, he came and he says, Spike, you might want to talk about this. This is important. And these are just, I'm going to give you guys 1, 2, 3, 4 things, 5 things you do to survive a polar bear attack if you ever attacked by a bear, polar bear, cougar, a wolf, or a moose.
Wow.
All right, so these are just again knowledge
Davy Crockett killed him a bear when he was only 3.
Right. And okay, and some of these things are kind of obvious and some of them are real stupid. So if you ever attacked by a bear, they say do not run. That will trigger the response.
Right.
All right. So they say move. This is something that the dumb thing they say you should do. And you guys remember not to do this.
Speak romantically.
Move upwind of the bear so the bear can smell your scent and say that this is a human and not some prey.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's something that you guys may have to be careful and do. This next one, if you're ever attacked by a polar bear, and I'm thinking that's
where cologne.
Yeah. They say, I'm just going to give you the crazy things. To distract the bear, you should take off one article of clothing one at a time and lay it down as you back away. Why? Because the bear will walk up to the hat, sniff it, and then walk up to the pants, sniff it, and then the shirt. I don't know why you take your pants off for a second. But there again, just little things you need to know. And if you're ever attacked by a moose, first thing you should do is make a lot of space between you and the moose. This is actually...
I totally agree with that. Yeah.
Actually, inside the article, do not approach the moose. They say run because unlike bears and cougars, a moose will not attack
you.
Yeah. And you can also just run up a tree to escape from a moose.
Yeah, mooses don't climb very well.
Yeah, so there you go. That, like I say, that topic was it. Okay, full stop. It was the last thing I had to do, and I had to make sure I had enough to complete this award.
Is mooses the plural of moose?
I don't think so. I think moose is.
Moose is the plural of moose.
See, that's the thing.
There's no S, and there's no. It's not meese or mooses. It's just moose.
Just moose.
Oh, and the last thing, if you ever attacked by a cougar, stand tall.
Marry her. Yes.
Stand as tall as you can to appear bigger than a cougar. Don't run. And if he attacks you, this is the dumb thing. If he attacks you, stay on your feet, because if you go down, you're in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you don't go down on a cougar, you mean?
Right. You don't do that.
Yeah.
You're lucky guy.
She goes down on you.
Cougars not going to be very happy about that, but you know.
Oh, I was like, now listen, you guys have learned something tonight on the Spike on the Mic show. I've given you some knowledge of nuggets on when
knowledge of nuggets.
Yes.
When animals attack. So we have to do what we normally do is, I think I might be doing it a little too early. But
well, it depends on how much we have to say.
Oh. Okay. Well, let's see what happens. So let's go around the room and we have to find out what stuck with you tonight. So let's start out with first the voice of reason. What stuck with you tonight?
How to get away from wild animals. I thought that you just stood there and if they get close enough, you pee on them and they go away.
Oh, all the animals?
Can I say that on the radio?
Yeah, you can say peed on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Peed on. I don't have to press the button or anything.
Hey, voice, I think you do that on jellyfish bites.
Oh, that's what it is, yeah.
Yeah,
jellyfish, I don't know.
You pee on there. All right, Miss Billy, what stuck with you tonight?
I don't really know. The cougar thing was pretty funny. Yeah, but I think that cougars probably wouldn't be very they would be disappointed if they didn't go down on the cougars. Oh, that was very disappointing.
Okay. Yeah, really.
If the prey didn't, you know.
Yeah, that's why they didn't want you to run. All right, then PWs, what stuck with you tonight?
That I go down on moose, it might be a lot of them.
Maybe mooses. Yeah.
Okay. No, just moose. It means many or just one, apparently.
I thought we had established that more than one moose is a moosesis.
No, we established that the plural of moose is moose.
Oh.
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Moose is a moose.
No. You're talking about that old show with Andy.
And Andy?
Yes, right, yeah.
Wow. You can't get that time back. All right, Dr. Kevin Clark, what stuck with you tonight?
Apparently there's at least 2,000 people in England who don't eat bacon and eggs.
Oh, what's with that? Yeah.
That is true.
That is so true. Oh. And then the voice of reason, I keep messing up tonight. Bill Smotts, what stuck with you tonight?
That we will soon be typing in spiketube.com. I don't think that's like RedTube or anything else, but maybe not like YouTube.
Spiketube. Huh? Yeah.
Spiketube.com. I like it.
Yeah.
Spiketube.com, perhaps.
Somebody buy the domain name.
That'd be great. All right, Mr. Stephen Wynn, thank you for joining the show. You can't get the hour back, but what stuck with you tonight?
What stuck with me is British food is so terrible that they would rather eat a banana for breakfast, but you must consent before putting peanut butter on it.
That's right. Yes.
That is the summed
it up.
That is the clip of the day. So see, you learned something, and I'm listening. Mr. Steve, when I text you, call you, don't hang up, don't not answer thinking I'm going to threaten you to actually come back on the show, okay?
Yeah, block your phone. Got it. Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Spike on the Mic show. We got to get the step in. I'm out. One.